There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea. It's Happy Lunar New Year. It's Chinese New Year, year of the sheep slash goat. Goes for 40 days. If you happen to live in a city that has an active Chinatown, it's a great time to go and see everybody bundled up and see dragons and fireworks and all sorts of fun stuff. Or you can just get your very own fireworks by calling me at 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking with Eileen, who's dealing with a daddy who has had some medical problems and is on medication and is having some side effects from the medication, which is unfortunately not at all uncommon, that there's basically no such thing as a medication that doesn't have side effects. And unfortunately, sometimes the side effects can kind of pop in before the effects themselves. But you're talking about life-threatening issues, so it's really important that he not self-medicate, that he sort of allows his physician to know what his concerns are, which doesn't mean you have to be quiet. It doesn't mean that you have to pretend like everything's fine and just be a good little compliant person. But it means that you need to talk with your physician about, look, this is some of the problems I'm having, and can we lower the dosage and see if we're still achieving therapeutic level, or can we combine different medications that may be synergistic, which will so have less side effects. So perfectly legitimate questions to ask. Okay, you said you had, and then the issue is about your own health and well-being. And again, women have a slightly different response, although after 65, it turns out that women are just at a slightly higher risk than men, but that may be kind of a misleading statistic, because the men who are at high risk may have already sort of succumbed. So, all right. So, talking with your, do you have a cardiologist?
I do not, but I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow with my just general practitioner. So this
okay.
is perfect. I
and,
can bring.
Yeah. How old are you?
54.
54.
Yeah. Young.
Okay. Are you premenopausal?
No, just no, I'm not.
Okay, so are you postmenopausal?
Yeah, probably for 3 months.
Okay, so that would call, believe it or not, they call it perimenopausal. At some point, you should probably switch over to a cardiologist, or at least add a cardiologist in, especially where you have a family history. But this is something to talk with your family physician about and say, okay, what can I do to reduce the risk? I mean, part of it may be lowering your cholesterol. Part of it may be losing a little weight. Is your dad overweight at all?
He's got a tummy, and he's on blood pressure medication. That's one thing he'd like to get off, but it's just a lifelong struggle for kind of my family, but still, I would say he's probably got 30 pounds extra. I've got 10.
Well, and that's a tough way for men to carry the weight, and does predispose to heart issues. Are you overweight?
10 to 15. 15 is that ideal thing, you know, that's hard to maintain.
Yeah, sure. Are you hypertensive?
No.
Okay. All right, so listen, these are perfectly good questions to sit with your physician, and I'm glad to hear that you have a general practitioner. An awful lot of women have almost exclusively OBGYNs that they use as their general practitioner, which is not a very good idea, which is it's not a bad idea to have an OBGYN during your childbearing years, but at some point you want someone who's going to focus, and probably even during those years, to have somebody who focuses on the entire body. And then at some point, I think you kind of trade out your OBGYN for your cardiologist, just because we know, I mean, everybody worries about cancer and yada yada, but the thing that gets most of us isn't cancers. You put all the cancers together and multiply them, I think it's by 10. It's still heart disease is what's going to get us. So
yeah,
for some reason, people don't sort of focus on that. But obviously losing a little weight doesn't hurt, making sure your blood pressure is under control, and those two things. You don't smoke, sounds like you don't drink, a little exercise. But these are perfectly legitimate questions to talk with your doctor about this week, so that you feel that, you know, I don't feel like I'm, you know, I'm walking a tightrope. And I will give you just sort of in passing one of those kind of good news stories. In my family, my mother's family, the women of my mother's family, not the men, the women of my mother's family live into their mid to late 90s and have for generations. And, you know, the mid-90s today is a very different story than it was two generations ago. So long-lived women. The men in my father's family, the women don't do terribly well, and the men do horribly, to the extent that the oldest man in my father's lineage was 63, of all as far back as we can trace, which is, I don't know, three or four or five generations. 63. Now, 63, and it probably only goes back about three generations, because before that, I think family history gets very unclear. So what I've got, and my father, both my parents smoked. My mother was overweight. My father is type A personality. And I remember as a kid growing up, he would have five hard-boiled eggs with the yolks, with butter and sour cream on them every day of his life. He's a walking advertisement for heart attack. My father died almost exactly 2 years ago, 3 weeks short of his 91st birthday. So having done everything completely wrong, having a terrible family history, and sort of he was hypertensive, he was high cholesterol, he had a heart attack when he was 55. Wow. So he did everything wrong and somehow lived 50% longer than any man in his line. So so I'm not sure exactly what that means, except that biology is not destiny, that we can do things, and then we try not to get hit by a meteor, you know, things that we don't have any control over. But with your dad, number one, I think he's got perfectly legitimate concerns, and they may need to be addressed by somebody who's sophisticated about pharmacology. Okay, and he shouldn't begin playing with this on his own because it's incredibly dangerous, but he's got legitimate concerns and they should be addressed. You have legitimate concerns that should be addressed, but just knowing what I know about you, and hopefully you're going to talk with your doctor about it, you see if you can have renewed effort at losing a little weight, that you put some exercise in, that you're careful about what you eat, and you keep an eye on your blood pressure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, those are all doable things, so I really appreciate that.
Exactly.
You know, it's that ticking little seizure and AFib stuff that feels like I can't control if that's going to happen.
But part of that is the hypertensive. Yeah. Hypertension. Okay. And part of that is just caring. That's why we don't let men shovel snow in the winter, and it's why men who put on weight at their gut are much more at risk than putting on weight. Of course, I don't know where else men are going to put on weight, but they don't worry about their backside nearly as much as we do. So, all right. So listen, good questions.
Thank you.
Your dad needs to ask the questions, and you can play this for your dad and your mom about making a list of, okay, here are my symptoms, here's what I'd like to talk about. I would certainly, number two, talk about a short-term regimen of some antidepressants and see, because that's the easiest thing to do. And if somehow dumping a little antidepressant in all this makes him feel better and allows him to tolerate the medications that are life-saving, Then that problem's solved. If not, then we start messing with the medications a little bit. But again, we need to balance. It's better to be sleepy and alive than not sleepy and laid out. So we don't want to mess with that. But if I were talking with this physician, that's where I would start, is a little antidepressant, and see if after a month and a half, 2 months, he feels better. Then we don't have to mess with the other medications. If not, then we do.
Yep,
and we're
well
not talking about. And for you, it would seem you talk with your doctor about it, but your doctor's going to tell you, lose a little weight, let's keep your blood pressure under control, a little less meat, a little more kale, a little more exercise, and don't
tofu.
Worry. All righty?
Okay. I said tofu.
Tofu is great. All right, 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-375-6-9. Alright, today in history, as Manny points out, this is just me. I decided to give up chocolate for Lent. So guess what today is? National Chocolate Mint Day. As many said, just me. And you know, it was even worse. I read something yesterday that in the paper that said ways to fight off the winter blahs. Guess what number one was?
Chocolate.
Yeah, dark chocolate.
Oh, dark
which is
chocolate.
Kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like the world is out to get me. It's, they're testing me.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I thought. Yesterday was also the day that the first cow was on an airplane flight.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Ollie. And the first time they milked a cow. And what I thought about at 4 o'clock this morning, I woke up giggling, is udder and rudder are not the same word. I'm sorry, that was just rude. But that's what I woke up with. That's how my mind works, folks. What can I tell you? All right. Remember we talked about, I think it was yesterday in history, that Aaron Burr became vice president?
Yeah.
Right?
It was either yesterday or Tuesday. But it was,
yeah.
It was one of,
right.
One of the
today,
yeah.
In history, in 1807, the same Aaron Burr was arrested for treason.
Man.
So, you know, apparently February is the agony and the ecstasy for Aaron Burr.
Well, it's like February is a positive month for presidents, and it seems to be a negative month for vice presidents, it seems like. at least in Aaron Burr's case.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but he was elected. Yeah, that's true. He didn't do real well.
Yeah.
In Austin, Texas, in 1846, the Texas state government was officially installed. The Republic of Texas transferred power to the state of Texas following the annexation of Texas by the United States. For some reason, Mexico doesn't celebrate this.
I wonder.
Remember
why.
The Alamo, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's an interesting story. In 1859, Daniel E. Sickles, as a New York congressman, was acquitted of murder on the grounds of temporary insanity. It's the first time that that defense was actually used.
Hmm.
All right. Now, so this it's a tough political month, isn't it?
Yeah.
It turns out that old Danny was involved in a number of public scandals, including killing of his wife's lover. And his wife's lover was Philip Barton Key II, who was the son of Francis Scott Key. He was acquitted with the first use of temporary insanity, as I mentioned. He became one of the war's most prominent political generals in 1861. He lived till 1914. He lived to 95 years old, which for that generation was very, you know, I mean, he lived almost 100 years. Well, 95
yeah.
years, it's a lot. I don't know. Politicians, I think, it's somehow, in some ways, look, it's a little comforting to think that every time we look at a politician and think, boy, that sense of entitlement, how could they do this? How do they think they could get away with it? They always have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at these guys. I mean, you know, he killed somebody. He killed his wife's lover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, you know, this is... Anyway.
It's not a modern thing. I mean, it's been...
No, it's probably... I mean, it's kind of Nero or something, you know,
yeah.
just seeing what they can get away with. Thomas Edison patented the phonograph. Tommy was just, you know, an idea moment.
Yeah.
In 1884, this is pretty interesting, 60 tornadoes strike the southern United States.
Wow.
One of the largest tornado outbreaks in U.S. history on this day.
Wow.
60 tornadoes.
1884. So that's
yeah.
exactly 100 years before I was born.
There you go. Well, and you're the little tornado that struck Minneapolis on this day in history. No, this isn't your birthday.
No. I mean, it's 100. It's
just
100
years.
All
right.
Months. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try and get birthday presents out of me. Don't do that.
that comes later. My birthday's in April, so.
Oh dear. All right. Here's one of the deals. You know, every once in a while, folks, I know this comes as a great shock. I take a vacation day. Not terribly often, but every once in a while. And we play best of programs. And what we do, because I'm on 3 hours every day, the 12 o'clock hour will never be heard in that time slot again. The 1 o'clock hour. So we switch them all around. And sometimes we actually switch days around. Not so often, but we occasionally do that. And so all of a sudden, I came back from vacation, and there's this box with a ribbon around it. I open up, it says, "Happy Birthday." Think it's not my birthday. So what do I do now? And it turns out we accidentally played something I don't think was actually on my birthday, but one that said, you know, my birthday's coming, and we didn't say the date, because I usually don't talk about the date. So
mm-hmm.
So I just I figured the only thing I you know, it occurred to me the smart thing to do was just say thank you, that's wonderful. But me being who I am said thank you, that's just wonderful, it's not my birthday, do you want the present back? And he said no, so I got to keep the present. So there we go. which I guess proves something. In 1953, Georgia approved the first literature censorship board in the United States.
Hmm.
1953 is not very long ago.
Right.
62 years, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's William J. Schroeder became the first recipient of an artificial heart to leave the hospital, which is code for didn't die.
Hmm.
But if you think about it, that's only 30 years that artificial hearts have been around. They before that, and they used. Do you know what animal they used for heart transplants and heart and valve replacement? The most common animal. This well, so if you already know it, you already know it. But if you don't know it, it's probably fairly surprising.
A couple ideas, but I
don't. All right, guess. Go ahead and give it a shot.
I would guess a monkey first.
Yeah, that's what most people would guess. It's wrong.
Okay, and then. Yeah, I guess a monkey would be my only real genetic.
I think that's what most people would say, that we feel like we're closest. It turns out we are closest genetically to pigs, and in terms of heart size and things. Yeah, pig hearts, which I found absolutely fascinating. But that before artificial hearts.
And sometimes that's size, right?
I think it's size and genetically.
Okay.
Yeah, it turns out that because one of the things you worry about hugely with heart transplants is rejection.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was surprised the daylights out of me because I would have done. And in fact, there have been. Remember the baboon heart to the baby in San Francisco. The reason I remember that is I went that Halloween to a costume party, and some kid. There was somebody who came dressed as a baboon with a diaper who said baby would. I don't even remember what the baby's name was, but that was. I remember more that it was San Francisco and it was a baboon heart because of the costume. Which shows I'm a trivial human being. The Oklahoma City Bombing Museum was dedicated on this day in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. This is a story that I can't cover because it's tragic, but see if you can say it without laughing. All right, here's the headline. And all I'm only going to do is the headline. I'm not going to do the story because, you know, it really is tragic. Here's the headline. A Michigan woman accidentally killed herself while adjusting her bra holster.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't even know how to deal with that.
How does it happen? I mean, that's just.
I'm not going to go any farther than that. I mean, the visuals on it are really alarming. Alrighty. And in 100 years, New York will be a lot hotter and wetter. Well, today we'd accept that. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3756-9. I'll try and get to movies this hour. I want to talk with you about seasonal affective disorder, which a lot of people may feel that they're feeling because we've had such a difficult winter a lot of places. But I thought right now we would respond to an email.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
This is an email from Veronica.
Okay.
She says, "Hello, Dr. Joy. A wise woman once said something to the effect that therapy is a good idea for everyone if just for the purpose of understanding ourselves. This is a general question about how to know when something is good enough to stay and good but not bad enough to refuse to let go. I'm 29 as of January, and my boyfriend is 32. We have been dating for over a year, but I've only been exclusive for about 8 months. We have a recurring problem about how much time we spend together. I have a 5-year-old son who he adores, and who adores him in return. and a 20-year-old sister who lives with me and acts as a pair.
As an au pair.
As an au pair, yeah. Thank you.
Babysitter. Yeah.
Thank you. My boyfriend comes over once during the week. I go to his place once during the week. We have a big home-cooked family dinner coupled with a movie every Friday. And then I usually spend Saturday night with him, either with dinner or a concert or a board game or just a DVD and some beer. I work from 6 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and I work in a town outside of Nashville, about a 40-minute drive. He works relatively close to home from 1:30 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Oops.
Those are the details. Those are the details, but I'm wondering if any of them are actually relevant. I have a recurring problem with how much time we spend together on days that are convenient for me. His schedule allows him to stay up late on any day of the week. I do not go to see him or allow him to come see me until my son is asleep, which means that I end up sleeping about 3 to 4 hours on the weeknights we spend together. Friday family dinner night is the only day of the week where we all, boyfriend, my son, my sister, the nanny, and myself, are all together and together at a reasonable hour. Every other day we spend together is on his schedule, since his schedule is the weird one. I complain a lot about how much time we spend together, as it sometimes causes huge fights. Valentine's Day was this past weekend, and I spent over $400 on a romantic weekend just to have it turn into a hot steaming pile of crud because our typical fight came up after much tequila, it should be noted. I keep saying that the amount of time we spend together and the actual times of the day that we spend together are unfair to me, as I am the one with the child. I am the only one who has to wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and he should be more yielding to my schedule. I told my boyfriend that I wanted a week of no contact to think about things. And then, last night, I told him I wanted a month. Today, I'm thinking I want more time. But I'm pretty sure it's because I'm just trying to make him miss me so much that he'll do whatever it takes to keep me. Not because I have anything to really think about. He has no children and has been in one serious relationship in his entire life. He has no idea how hard it is to juggle a romantic relationship, a full-time work schedule, and a family while keeping them all separate from each other. This is truly the only problem we ever have. Everything else about our relationship is fantastic. If I keep finding that I can't get past his lack of consideration of my personal time and how much of it I sacrifice for him, is this truly something that we can't get past? Or am I just creating a problem for myself where there isn't one? I have a month to think about things, but I'm not even sure of what I want to think about during this time. I want to be with him, but I want to stop feeling like I'm sacrificing so much more to cultivate and nurture this relationship than he is. Side note, we've had this problem before. We actually broke up over it a few months ago. When we got back together, the agreement was that he would spend as much time with me on my turf as I spend with him on his. He has been sticking to this, but I still feel overwhelmed, and I truly feel that I'm doing more work since I'm the one who misses out on ridiculous amounts of sleep to make sure we have alone time. Neither one of us is able to change our work schedules. What questions should I be asking myself to determine whether this is a real problem or just a cop-out because I might not be truly ready to spend this much time and effort on someone other than myself, my sister, or my son? How do I figure out if these fights we have over how much time we spend together and how much sleep I lose to make it happen are legitimate as opposed to just smoke screens shielding some deeply seated insecurity or immaturity I may have?
Wow. Okay. Well, let's start with the obvious, which is the two of you broke up. You said, this is what I need, and he gave it to you. And you're still not happy, which means a couple things. It means either this is not the guy for you, or you didn't think things through clearly enough, or the third possibility is that you hoped that he would volunteer something. The third is the most disastrous, because you're really asking him to read your mind. It sounds like he's a little spoiled. I mean, both of you are relatively young, but you're young with a kid, which is a whole different level of responsibility than being young without a kid. And you know, I'm not sure that taking the time off is a bad idea. I don't think it's so much time to think as whether or not the two of you miss each other enough to make some concessions. Veronica, I'm most struck by that one factor, and I know you gave me a lot there. But the one factor, if you broke up, you said, okay, this is what I need from you, and he gave it to you, and you're still unhappy with him. That's not a good strategy in a relationship, because it'll make him think that no matter what he does, it's not going to be good enough. So he's going to do less and less, not more and more. This may not be a viable relationship. Because relationships, you want to spend more and more time together, and I hear that your schedules are not the least bit compatible. So, I mean, I'm not sure what exactly it is that you're asking, and my guess is if I don't know, he doesn't know either. So, given the reality that you work from early in the morning till mid-afternoon, he starts working at mid-afternoon, goes to late at night, that you're only having Friday night together and a booty call on Saturday, that maybe this is just not a relationship that until one or the other of you changes your schedule. It still might be a problem if both of you work 9 to 5, but at least there wouldn't be that sense of, well, I'm making all the concessions. Only make the concession that you want to make. And I guess that's the place to start. The place to have started, had you talked with me before you broke up, was figure out what you want and make sure that if he does it, you can go along with it. You don't want to say to somebody, all right, I need A, B, and C. They give you A, B, and C, and you say, oh, well, there's D, E, and F here to go as well. Because what they figure is even if I give her D, E, and F, there's going to be G, H, and I. So, all right, so but that's done, and you could apologize to him for that and say, look, I really appreciate that you're making the effort, but I didn't think it through carefully enough. Because that's going to have to be on your head, not on his. He's doing what you asked. You just didn't ask for what you really needed. What I would do during this month is figure out, if we're up to you, if you were seeing him during this month, when would it be and how would it be, given the fact that you don't want to get up early, that you're only willing to do whatever you're willing to do. And begin to give yourself some sense of how often am I willing to be sleep deprived. And that's why people go out on Friday and Saturday night, because there's nothing in the calendar that says these are date nights. But most people don't work on Saturday and Sunday so they can sleep in. And that's why Friday and Saturday night became date nights, is not because there's an inherently anything sexy about them, as you can sleep in the next day. So it just may be that the two of you really care about each other and you really like each other. But my concern is after a year, the two of you are essentially seeing each other twice a week. And that's not much if you're talking about a serious relationship. And I get the fact that I agree with you that you don't have him over until your son is in bed. And I'm not sure that the Friday night getting everybody together makes any sense, to be quite honest, because your son will fall in love with him. It sounds like he's fallen in love with your son. And so you're becoming a package deal. You don't want a package deal. What you want, you've got a built-in babysitter. So what's the problem about going out, for example, on Friday night you're already going out, to decide that one day a week, and maybe you can sort of do a 4 day a week schedule rather than 5 days, and just do, instead of doing 8 hours a day for 5 days, do 10 hours a day for 4 days. I mean, I don't know how much flexibility you have, but I think what you have to do is work out what works for you and then present it to him. And not, if you love me, you do this, but this is what's workable for me. Is this workable for you? The strategy that you did, as I think, first of all, you're sort of saying, well, I set it up this way, and now I don't like how I set it up. Much harder to negotiate. So take the month, and during the month, figure out if one day a week, toward the end of the week, for example, you're willing to go out Thursday night, because Friday means there's only one day to kind of slug through, and then you can take a nap Thursday afternoon, or Friday afternoon, rather. Decide during the week whether, when you really look at it, you're viewing this guy as a long-term commitment or just kind of a short-term fling. Number three, I think you need to keep him away from your kid. You've got a built-in babysitter, and the two of you could, for example, have lunch together at some point. You could, before he goes to work and after you get off work, have a luncheon. All right, take the time and be specific about what you want. Then tell him. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, look, there are three movies that open this weekend. Let me be real honest with you. They have screened one of them for me. Right? I can only tell you, and which I don't know anything about the Duff. A high school senior instigates a social pecking order revolution after finding out that she's been labeled the Duff, designated ugly fat friend to her prettier, more popular friends. The only name that you'll recognize it in is Allison Janney. Okay, so that's that. We've also got Hot Tub, which I suspect will be the real competition for the movie that I did see, which I didn't screen. I had a friend who said that this movie makes the Jennifer Lopez movie, which tanked, look like an Oscar contender. So he was not crazy about it. When Lou finds himself in trouble, Nick and Jacob fire up the hot tub time machine in an attempt to get back to the past, but they inadvertently land in the future with Adam Jr. now that they have to alter the future in order to save the past, which is really the present. Are you laughing yet? Okay, one advantage to having a time travel storyline to manipulate: when your biggest star drops out of the sequel, you can easily introduce a new character as a pretty seamless replacement. That's the case here with Adam Scott, stepping in as the son of absentee dad Adam Yates, who is played by John Cusack, whom all of us love. In the first movie, Cusack will be missed, though it's no surprise he opted out given his open disdain for Hollywood, which has received headlines as he's been promoting Maps to the Stars. Okay. Let me tell you the movie I did see, which I would really encourage you to see. And I think the big competition is going to be Time Machine. But I mean, the question is, what are you looking for in a movie? Are you looking for some bubble gum? Actually, there are two that I've seen. There are two really good movies. One is not only an Oscar contender, but is an Oscar contender. It's wonderful. It is subtitled, and it is wonderful. It's called Wild Tales. It's Pedro Almodóvar produced it. He didn't direct it. And it is terrific. I confused it. There were three movies that had Wild. I think one was Into the Wild, one was Wild Tales, and one was Wild this year. So Wild Tales, and I've already seen this, and I hadn't. It's I think, six different stories about revenge. Love, deception, the return of the past, the tragedy, even the violence contained in everyday detail appear themselves to push themselves toward the abyss into the undeniable pleasure of losing control. This is hilarious. It's funny. It's smart. It's thought-provoking. It is just plain terrific. I know you're not going to see it, but I don't care. It is still a really, really good movie. It's by far and away the best movie of the week. All right, now, the one that you may see, because I have no hope that you're actually going to go to see Wild Tales, even though you should. McFarland, USA. The big name in this is Kevin Costner, Maria Bello also. A cross-country coach in a small California town transforms a team of athletes into championship contenders. That doesn't begin to tell you what the movie's about. This is the director who did Whale Rider. Let me just tell you, the first couple minutes of this, it's from Disney, it's just over 2 hours, 2 hours and 6 minutes, and the first couple minutes you're going to think, this is the sappiest movie I have ever seen, that the writing is not very good, it's just not very good. Hang in there. And I agree that somebody probably should have edited the first couple of minutes because it doesn't start off very well. But hang in there. That description is not very accurate. First of all, Kevin Costner is terrific in this. He's had, I think, some really good movies. They haven't done terribly well at the box office. He did Black and White, which was on my 10 best list. I thought it was terrific in that. He did Draft Day, which I thought it was wonderful in that. 3 Days to Kill, he was done wonderful. But they've all earned under $100 million, I think, each of them. So this is... Let me tell you what the movie's really about and why I think it's a really good movie. It takes on the issue of immigration that in a non-political, incredibly human kind of way. Kevin gets fired, and the early scenes are really electric. He gets basically banished to a small, poor town in California, McFarland, USA, which is one of the poorest towns in the United States. The reason it's poor is it's a place where Mexican immigrants... they call themselves pickers. And what happens is he decides he's supposed to be the football coach. And, well, I'm not going to tell you the plot, but he ends up, and it's really a feel-good movie, and it is a little sappy, but it is the kids are so good. And make sure you stay for the end credits because it shows who the real people were. And they fudged history a little bit. Don't worry about that part. It says based on or inspired by true events or based on true events, which means they play fast and loose with the facts. Doesn't make a difference. The reason to go see this movie is it puts a face on immigration in a way that you haven't seen before, that isn't politicized, that makes you think about things in a completely different way while being fun, entertaining. Your kids are going to love it. It's a feel-good, positive movie, and there aren't a whole lot of feel-good, positive movies around that are family entertainment. The kids in it vary greatly from being very talented to not, but Kevin Costner is wonderful in it, and it's a movie with great heart, and there aren't a whole lot, you know, it's become politically correct to be ironic and to be snotty and to be violent, and this is none of them. It has a huge heart, and it wears it on its sleeve, which may be sort of out of style, but it is one of the few movies that's not animation that you could take your kids to, that has something to talk about, that is talking about really the American dream in a way that you haven't seen in a very long time. So I would encourage you to go see McFarland USA. My guess, unfortunately, is that Hot Tub will wipe it out, which is, I mean, Hot Tub is stupid, childish, gross, dumb. And I know you're going to love it, and, you know, so it's all right. But if you're going to go sort of offset the diet of junk food with McFarland USA, and if you're really looking for something very classy and very entertaining and very smart, you can take yourself off and read Wild Tales. I know you hate subtitles, but Wild Tales is terrific. It very hopefully it'll win the Oscar, although the category of foreign movies are so chock full, and so many of them are so good to see on Sunday. But do yourself a favor and take your kid and go see McFarland USA. All right? I guarantee it's one of the few movies you'll walk out smiling and not feeling guilty about having smiled. All right? 855-993-7569. You can check out other movie reviews and theater reviews and everything else at drjoy.com. It's just drjoy.com. But, all right, McFarland and USA, all right, and Wild Tales. If you go to see Hot Tub, you're on your own. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.